T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
West Suburban Indian Prairie School District 204 is launching an in-person pilot program as the district gradually returns students to the classroom. More this morning from WBBM's Rachel Pearson.
IPSD 204 is starting a pilot program to bring students into some of its classrooms over the next 3 weeks. In the test runs, teachers who are in person will also teach remotely at the same time. Superintendent Adrian Talley.
We really want to use this opportunity of these pilots to make sure our protocols are in place and that they are making sense.
Talley also emphasized the goal of having every grade level learn in person is still just one option.
Families also need to understand that we will offer the remote plan as well as required by state guidance.
The district is sending out a survey to parents to gauge which students would opt for in-person or remote learning for the second quarter, which starts November 2nd. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A 14-year-old boy and a police officer are hospitalized after a fire in West Suburban Lyle last night. The officer was hurt while breaking through barriers to rescue the boy from a multi-unit home on Wayfair Avenue. We're still waiting for an update on their condition this morning. ComEd is negotiating a new franchise agreement with the city of Chicago, the first in 30 years, and the mayor has a list of demands.
Mayor Lightfoot listed the city's demands in what she called an energy and equity agreement sent to ComEd CEO Joseph Dominguez, without which, she said, the city would not renew the franchise agreement that expires at the end of the year. She wants a substantive plan for ethics reform in the wake of the ComEd bribery scandal. She wants an end to residential disconnections and late fees and commitments to meet clean energy goals, among other things. There is the question of leverage. The city can't afford to take over the power grid and has admitted as much. But with the bribery scandal still unfolding and the pandemic and the economy, the mayor sees an opportunity. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Statues of Stephen Douglas and Pierre Menard are about to be removed from the state capitol grounds in Springfield.
The new architect of the Capitol, Andrea Agard, describes what she's all about.
I want to create an environment where people feel welcome.
Agard, on the job about a year, says the statues will be put into storage in the next few weeks.
What was important and significant in history back then, it's been altered with time. And so, you know, I don't feel like those with the backgrounds of those two gentlemen should be immortalized and placed on our Capitol lawn.
She's following a board's directive. And remember those copper doors installed a few years ago? Agard defends them as historically significant, durable, and costing the state maybe $6 a day.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.